we will be tracking for the next few days across the upper Midwest, the Plains, and the Ohio Valley. That's going to give us flash flooding concerns where we could, in some cases, be looking at 4 to 6 inches of rain.
Fire is the immediate concern in Arizona, where the Dragon Bravo fire destroyed dozens of structures in the Grand Canyon National Park, including the historic Grand Canyon Lodge. Governor Katie Hobbs got a view of the damage Saturday.
This iconic treasure of the Grand Canyon, so we're going to do everything we can to help support managing this fire and then get to rebuilding.
2 weeks after the massive deadly floods in Kerr County, Texas, the number of missing persons has dropped way down from the previous last count of 160. KENS-TV's Alicia Neves has more from Austin.
City officials say the number has dropped thanks to the hard work of more than 1,000 volunteers. They add search efforts are expected to continue along the Guadalupe River. As for the number of those who have died, that stands at 107 in Kerr County. 9 people have died in Kendall County.
3 people still missing. The suspect Los Angeles police say rammed his car into a crowd outside of a nightclub, injuring 30 people, has been arrested and charged. Correspondent Elise Preston.
Video shows bystanders pulling the driver from the car. When officers arrived, they found him beaten and shot.
We received reports that somebody in the crowd shot him. He is in the custody of Los Angeles Police Department, and we're looking at charges such as attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon at this point.
It was a massive response. Upwards of 100 firefighters on the scene, 25 officers from the LAPD.
Police are searching for that shooter. President Trump's request that secret grand jury testimony regarding the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case be released is now before a federal judge. But CBS's Willie James Inman tells us Trump isn't happy with people demanding more information.
On Saturday, Trump posted, "Even if the court gave its full and unwavering approval, nothing will be good enough for the troublemakers and radical left lunatics making the request."
Nafisa, Team Colliers beats Team Clark without Clark 151 to 131 to win the WNBA All-Star Game. Colliers scored a record 36 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
New legislation in Pennsylvania would set guidelines for judges in custody cases, not cases involving children, but pets. More from correspondent Michael Wallace.
The bill's sponsor, State Representative Anita Kulik, was a practicing family law attorney for 30 years. She says a lot of judges treat pets as any other possessions.
Treat it the same way as, well, we're going to divide up the furniture.
Her bill would have judges consider who brought the animal into the relationship and who feeds it or takes it for walks. As for some of Kulik's fellow lawmakers who worry the bill equates pet custody with child custody,
that is not my intention, and that would never be my intention. There is nothing as important as our children.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Eli Willis didn't waste any time before signing his first pro contract. The 17-year-old shortstop agreed to terms with the Washington Nationals on Saturday, only 6 days after the club selected him the number one overall in the Major League Baseball amateur draft. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms. Warm and muggy with lows in the mid-60s. Early clouds to start Sunday, then some late-day sun, highs in the mid-70s. Nice Monday, mostly sunny and a high in the upper 70s. Currently at 72 degrees.
WRJN. wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a lie. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the
get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Be brighter. easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
is the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
We'll be right back.
at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend, she passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, I don't want to see no more.
Mama told me not to come.
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Glad all over, baby, I'm glad all over, so glad.
Getting real well known. known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. With my baby's where I'll be
under the boardwalk.
The park, you hear the happy sound of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Someday when they've learned, Cherokee.
Cherokee Nation will return.
Will return. Will return.
Thank you. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Heavy rain in the Washington, D.C. area Saturday saw rivers rising 10 feet in 30 minutes, the flash flood stranding people. John Angel told WUSA-TV his wife was caught in her car in Montgomery County, Maryland.
We're on the phone, we're talking, and then she was like, there's a lot of water. Next time I heard people yelling, they're trying to get her out of the car. It was quick. They got her out, the people of the neighborhood, thank God.
2 weeks after deadly flooding in Kerr County, Texas, almost all of the missing are accounted for now. KENS-TV's Alicia Neves.
Kerrville officials say only three people remain missing after the floods. That number once stood at more than 160. City officials say the number has dropped thanks to the hard work of more than 1,000 volunteers.
The death toll in Kerr County is 107. Police in Los Angeles have charged Fernando Ramirez for assault with a deadly weapon. They say he plowed his car into a crowd outside of a nightclub, injuring dozens. Correspondent Nancy Chen is there.
Authorities say a patron who was kicked out of a popular nightclub on Santa Monica Boulevard later crashed his car into a crowd outside that venue. The Los Angeles Times reporting that it was intentional. The scene outside the club, horrific. At least 30 people were hurt, some of them critically. And before police arrived, the driver was pulled out of his vehicle and then shot by a bystander.
LAPD officers continue searching for that shooter. He's become known as the Kiss Cam CEO, but he's now the former CEO.